from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama has approved the creation of an elite team to interrogate terror suspects. The Washington Post is now reporting that the new unit will be made up of experts from several intelligence and law enforcement agencies. The high-value detainee interrogation group will be based out of the FBI, but the National Security Council will oversee it. And the Iraqi government says a key suspect in one of last week's bombings of the government buildings in Baghdad has confessed. An Iraqi official played a video showing the former police chief calmly admitting his involvement. The man says he received orders to bomb the finance ministry from an ex-Saddam Hussein official who now lives in Syria. That attack and two other bombings on Wednesday killed at least 100 people. And firefighting teams from several countries and the European Union are trying to help fight massive wildfires in Greece. Winds were calmer earlier this morning, but forecasters say that gale force winds will return, just making it even harder for the fire crews. The fires have burned close to 37,000 acres. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. So far, though, no reports of any fatalities. And the remnants of what was Hurricane Bill could now affect Britain. Officials say the remnants of Bill could cause heavy rains in parts of Northern Ireland and Scotland on Wednesday. The huge, once huge system lost strength over the weekend. Bill never actually made landfall, but it has been blamed for two deaths. The government rebate offer that fueled a race to new car showrooms across the country reaches the finish line tonight. Dealers have until 8 p.m. Eastern time to turn in their paperwork for the Cash for Clunkers deals. Some are handing out rebates up until the very last minute, while others, including the country's largest dealership chain, stopped offering the rebates last week to avoid any last-minute snags. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.